On the arms deal, the panel will be meeting again behind closed doors. Doctors at Tufts University are using a form of vitamin D to treat psoriasis. Some 3 million Americans suffer from itchy, scaly patches of skin. The doctors say it'll be several years before the vitamin D treatment will be available to all people with psoriasis. A new study by the National Cancer Institute shows the death rate from cancer is on the decline among Americans under the age of 55. Researchers say the big reason, advances in the treatment of cancer. But Tom Landry, the coach of the Dallas Cowboys last night, was wearing something he's never worn before, a bulletproof vest. The Cowboys were playing the Los Angeles Rams in Anaheim. Police received 3 calls during the game threatening Coach Landry's life. He was escorted off the field in the fourth quarter and was asked to put on the bulletproof vest. The Rams beat the Cowboys 29-10. Fire and rescue officials are being told not to transport trauma victims to emergency rooms in 4 Florida hospitals being boycotted by doctors. Some doctors are refusing emergency calls to protest high medical malpractice costs. If you think you're spending a bit more to fill up your gas tank, you're right. The Lundberg survey shows gas prices are up by 0.5 cents a gallon. The average price of unleaded gas at a self-service pump is now 77 cents a gallon. House Democrats today choose their leaders for the 100th Congress, which convenes early next month. Majority Leader Jim Wright of Texas expected to be the new Speaker of the House, succeeding Tip O'Neill, who's retiring. In a study of divorce statistics of 58 countries shows most married couples who are going to break up divorce in the fourth year of marriage, and usually the partners are 25 to 29 years old. A Santa Claus really does know who is naughty or nice in Fort Myers, Florida. Police are dressing up as Old St. Nick and are patrolling local shopping malls during the holiday shopping season. They're hoping to bag a few shoplifters. This is ABC News. Looking for unusual Christmas gifts? How about a pair of battery-powered roller skates that'll speed you along at 20 miles an hour? Or an electronic corkscrew that goes for a mere $39.95? The editors of gadget newsletters say that the corkscrew may not be such a good idea because it tends to smash corks and there's no reverse gear. A great gift for the cat who has everything, an electronic door that allows cats to come and go as they please. The trick is to get the cat to wear the battery-powered collar that opens the door. The price, $99.95.
Cheap at half the cost. Good morning, St. Louis. I know, yuck. It's Monday.
It is Monday, but we're going to get through it, Ron.
Oh, we always do, it seems. But, you know, it wouldn't be so bad if it was just Monday. It's fine. The weather is so stinky.
That's true, and it's going to get worse, apparently. Or there's a chance it will get worse, but I'll leave that to Bonnie.
It will.
Coming up in our local news report, investigators in Illinois are still trying to figure out what caused an explosion in a house in Cahokia. 2 people were hurt.
Well, it's a good thing the Blues didn't need a field goal last night. Big Red couldn't get one yesterday. They tied. And the Blues won last night, thanks to a penalty shot and some other things over Toronto.
You know, rainy and drizzly today, but really not a bad day. It's in the 40s, so we're not worried about frozen precipitation at all. But the cold air does catch up with us by Wednesday. In fact, Wednesday, we don't get out of the 20s. I'll have some details, though, coming up.
City traffic's in good shape so far this morning, but we do have some rain and drizzle and even a little fog out there this morning, so be careful. I'm Daphne Harrison. That's the latest KXLK traffic.
It's not going to be a very pleasant day. In fact, apparently it's not going to be a very pleasant week. It's going to get very cold later on in the week, but we'll worry about that when it happens. I'm Ron Jacobert. It's Jacobert & Company. All news in the morning here on AM 630 KXLK. And it's time to bring you up to date with what's been going on over the weekend. Here's Mike O'Connor and Kay Quinn.
It's 6:06, 43 degrees in St. Louis. Occasional light rain or drizzle in the forecast for today, with our high between 45 and 50. There's a chance for some snow late in the day tomorrow. I'm Kay Quinn in the KXOK News Center.
And I'm Mike O'Connor. A Cahokia couple burned in an explosion at their home might have escaped injury if a police officer had been able to wake them early Sunday. 31-year-old Jerry Sickmeyer and 24-year-old Mary Janes are in critical condition at St. John's Mercy Medical Center in Creve Coeur, with burns over most of their bodies. The explosion and fire apparently were caused by an underground natural gas leak. Police say a passerby tried to wake the couple just moments before the blast, but was unsuccessful. That same person did manage to wake up a neighbor, 25-year-old Philip Price. Price then called police. 2 minutes later, a police sergeant was walking up to the door when the explosion occurred. Cause of the gas leak is still being investigated. 12 families were evacuated, and the explosion left about 100 people without gas service.
Franklin County officials officials are continuing to investigate a shooting over the weekend that's left two people dead and one critically injured. Police say a Sullivan, Missouri man whose wedding plans were canceled last month critically wounded his former fiancée and shot a second woman to death before killing himself on Friday night. 46-year-old Laura Pruitt of Sullivan is in critical condition with a gunshot wound to the head. His fiancée, 51-year-old Robert Schaefer, and 42-year-old Jacqueline Etter died in the shootings. The two women's bodies were found on the floor of a realty office, and Schaefer's body was found in a van parked outside of the office. A revolver was found near his body.
A birthday party turned to tragedy yesterday in Lee's Summit, Missouri. The body of 4-year-old Diana Brunis was found in a back bedroom of a house about 90 minutes after firefighters arrived. Fire Chief Jim Grigsby says firemen tried to reach the little girl but were driven back by intense heat and flames. It took more than 3 hours to bring the fire under control. The house was a total loss, and five other people suffered smoke inhalation.
St. Louis police have identified the victim of a fatal shooting last week. Police say 21-year-old Alvin Elgin was shot to death Wednesday afternoon on a sidewalk in the 700 block of Biddle Street in the Cochran Gardens housing complex near downtown. Elgin was shot once in the head and pronounced dead on the scene. Police don't know where Elgin lived, but say his last known address was in the 1300 block of North 7th Street.
Christmas has come along.
We'll have Daphne Harrison's second traffic check of this hour coming your way in just a few moments' time. For Michael Connor, I'm Kay Quinn in the KXOK News Center. KXOK News Time is 6:09.
Family and friends always get together to share in the joy the holidays bring. This holiday season, Don DeFoe's Flowers, Deerdorf and Hearts Restaurants, and AM 630 KXOK would like to help you do something special for the loved one in your life. We'll be sending flowers and lunch for two at our new grill in Clayton to five deserving people the week before Christmas. Send in a postcard with your name and the name and phone number of the person you feel deserves some hearts and flowers for the holidays. Be sure to tell us a little bit about this special person and why he or she deserves special treatment over the holidays. Then be listening to the Grant Horton Show beginning the 17th of December. We might be calling that special someone in your life. Send the postcard to Hearts and Flowers, KXOK Radio, 7777 Bonham, St. Louis, Missouri, 63105. Hearts and Flowers from Don DeFoe's Flowers, Deerdorf and Hearts, and AM 630 KXOK.
A message to parents from the Institute for Motivational Development. If your child brought home another poor report card, they may be giving you a special message. Could be telling you you have an underachiever. Along with poor grades, your child possibly has other characteristics common to underachievers. Spend too much time listening to rock music, watching television, talking on the telephone. It may be difficult for them to accept responsibility. Being on time, completing schoolwork. Underachievers sometimes lack consistency and diligence. They apply themselves only when they feel like it, not when the effort is needed. Despite their intentions, underachievers rarely change their attitudes or behavior on their own because they refuse to admit they have a problem. Their parents must make the decision. If your child seems to be an underachiever, you need to know more about IMD's programs. Call 721-6000, Institute for Motivational Development, 721-6000. Discuss your underachiever's problems. IMD offices in Clayton, South County, and North County.
We check Monday's weather with meteorologist Bonnie Cameron. Bonnie, I think you've got some bad news for us, don't you?
Yeah, we're going to have to deal with the rain and the fog through tonight, and then we're going to have to deal with the cold, and we are talking perhaps triple O cold in this situation. So periods of rain, drizzle, and of course fog persisting today, upper 40s to low 50s. Periods of rain and fog, upper 30s, near 40 tonight. Rain ending tomorrow morning, and then of course all that cold air just comes pouring down out of the central provinces, and it's cold and windy, and it's flurrying in the afternoon. No serious snow, but boy, is that going to look wintry. And of course, temperature 35 to 40 in the morning, but falling in the afternoon. Down into the teens by Tuesday night, and on Wednesday, partly cloudy, windy, and cold, just staying in the 20s.
So get out the woolies.
Oh, absolutely.
It's 43 degrees right now in St. Louis. Cloudy skies. There's some drizzle in the area. And humidity is 96%. Wind out of the southeast at 8 miles an hour. And it's also foggy, especially in some of the low-lying areas. So be careful this morning if you're getting out. Don't tailgate. 12 minutes past 6 o'clock and a good morning to you. Time to check sports this morning. I'm Ron Jacober. It was a good night for the Blues last night as they beat the Toronto Maple Leafs by a score of 5-3 to move into first place in the Norris Division. I guess there was one big play in the game. It came in the second period with the game tied at 2-2.
The puck is laid right at center ice, right in the middle of the faceoff circle. Mahar will pick it up there and skate in on goal. Nobody else on the ice. The crowd comes to its feet. This is exciting. Now Terry Gregson, the referee, skates out and talks to Rick Mahar. Is there any time requirement here? There is none, is there?
There's any time requirement.
All right, here's Mahar picking up the puck. Skates into the zone. Mahar in on goal. Shoots and scores!
Well, it was a penalty shot by Rick Mahar. Mahar added another goal. He also added two assists to power the Blues to that 5-3 victory over the Leafs last night. And it was a good victory. As I said, they moved into first place in the Norris Division. Things not quite as pleasant for the Big Red. Oh, for a field goal kicker. Huh. Our field goal, or a guy who can snap, or a guy who can hold. Eric Schubert missed two field goals, and Philadelphia's Paul McFadden missed one in overtime yesterday as the football Cardinals and the Philadelphia Eagles played to a 10-10 tie at Veterans Stadium. Schubert had a 40-yarder blocked by Philadelphia's Reggie White with 10 minutes and 55 seconds left in overtime. Then his 37-yard attempt was wide with 5 seconds to go in the extra period. McFadden failed from 43 yards with a minute and 32 seconds left in overtime, so they settled for a 10-10 tie. Let's check the rest of the sports around the country from Mutual.
It's Mutual Sports. Good morning. This is Tony Roberts. After six straight heart-stopping victories, the New York Giants' 24-14 triumph over Washington was a veritable effort. Quarterback Phil Simms sparked the Giants' offense, passing for 265 yards and three touchdowns. Linebacker Lawrence Taylor spearheaded New York's smothering defense that forced seven Redskins turnovers. Are the Giants a team of destiny? Could be, says Taylor.
In the past, we've been in this position before where we can take the lead in the NFC and NFC East, or have a playoff or something like that. We've always had opportunities, but in the past we haven't been able to really do what it takes to get there. Maybe we're destined to be the best in the NFC this year.
Giants finished with St. Louis and Green Bay at home and should wind up with a home field advantage throughout the playoffs. Elsewhere, Cincinnati 31, New England 7. It was Bengals racking up a team record 584 total yards offense. Cleveland 21, Buffalo 17. Kevin Mack runs for two scores. San Francisco 24, Jets 10. New Yorkers have lost their last three. Chicago 48, Tampa Bay 14. Doug Flutie gets to play, runs for one score, passes for another. Kansas City 37, Denver 10. Broncos quarterback John Elway intercepted four times. Rams 29, Dallas 10. Jim Everett throws for one score. San Diego 27, Houston nothing. Dan Fott throws for 250 yards and a TD. Indianapolis 28, Atlanta 23. Colts first win after 13 straight losses. Minnesota 13, Green Bay make that Minnesota 32, Green Bay 6. Tommy Kramer returns to the lineup and throws for one score. Vikings still have a shot at a playoff. Miami 31, New Orleans 27, Dan Marino connects on three scoring strikes. Pittsburgh 27, Detroit 17, Ernest Jackson gets 147 yards and a touchdown. St. Louis and Philadelphia play to a 10-10 overtime tie. Tonight, the Los Angeles Razors visit Seattle. You're listening to Mutual Sports.
Alka-Seltzer presents Rescues from Modern Living. Today, partying.
You know what party animal means? No, it's not that four-legged creature you pin the tail onto at birthday parties. It's that ugly four-legged creature you wake up as after you really overdid it.
After you play, then pay, send the bubbles of Alka-Seltzer to the rescue. Because speed is what you need to relieve your upset stomach with a headache fast.
Alka-Seltzer to the rescue.
It's the perfect nightcap. Use only as directed.
You want service, and State Farm is there.
This is the number we call for service on our car insurance?
No, that's for homeowners.
You know, we ought to have a State Farm agent.
State Farm?
Yeah, then we know who to call for everything.
Auto, home, life, or health. People know State Farm agents will be there when they need help. That's what makes State Farm insurance such a value. Service.
And like a good neighbor,
that you can't put a price on.
State Farm is there.
Byron Scott scored 26 points in pacing the Los Angeles Lakers 132-100 win over Golden State. In the only other NBA action, Portland outlasted the New York Knicks 107-104 in overtime. Clyde Drexler pumped in 26. National Hockey League action, Philadelphia 5, Edmonton 2. Flyers erupt for 4 first-period goals. Boston 3, the Islanders 1. Bruins have won 4 straight. They're tied for first in the Adams division. St. Louis 5, Toronto 3. Rick Mahar tallies twice for the Blues, assists on 2 others. And it was Vancouver 3, Winnipeg 1. Canucks holding a 3-game skid. I'm Tony Roberts, and you're listening to Mutual Sports.
I couldn't leave my home for 30 years.
That's Marjorie Goff, a prisoner of fear in her own home for 30 years.
I could not go out alone. I was afraid of every mode of transportation. I couldn't walk.
Marjorie heard of the Phobia Society of America, 9350, contacted them, and was able to find help.
I now can leave my home. I can go anywhere I want. I'm working. The old self-confidence is back.
If you or anyone you know needs help with fears or phobias, 231-9350. Call the Phobia Society of America for information. That's 301-231-9350.
Anyone who has any fear, any phobia, can get help.
301-231-9350. That's 301-231-9350.
The Naval Academy is searching for new head football coach after Gary Tranquil was told he would not be retained. Mids lost their last 8. Army beat them Saturday 27-7. Los Angeles Rams running backs coach Bruce Snyder is the University of California's new head coach, replacing Joe Capp. And the baseball winter meetings swing into high gear today in Hollywood, Florida. This is Tony Roberts reporting Mutual Sports.
It's 19 minutes past 6 o'clock.
And we still don't have any problems to report to you in traffic so far this morning. But once again, keep in mind we do have some wet pavement out there along with some fog. It's not very bad, but there is some in the low-lying areas. I'm Daphne Harrison. That's the latest KXOK traffic.
Oh, what a gorgeous way to start a Monday, huh? This is Monday, December the 8th, the 342nd day of 1986. 23 to follow. Let's see, 8 from 25. Not many days left till Christmas, huh? Jim Slade is here as his world spins around about the SALT treaty.
Soldiering on. Hello, this is Jim Slade in Washington. Details over here on My World in just a minute.
In the tradition of Christmas past, Zales brings you the Christmas present. Glamorous 14-karat gold chains and chain bracelets now 50% off. 50% off the regular price on 14-karat gold chains and chain bracelets. With prices as low as $49.99. Buy now and pay nothing until April of 87 on Zales revolving charge with approved credit. Zales for gold. Sale ends December 31st.
Now through the end of December at Sears, you can buy hundreds of items at sale prices with no money down and no monthly payments until April of 1987. Kenmore appliances, TVs, stereos, VCRs, furniture, bedding, carpeting, all at Sears now. Buy now with your Sears charge while the sales tax is still deductible on your tax return. Come to Sears. Buy now, save now, pay later.
There's more for your life at Sears.
On Sears Deferred Credit Plan, there will be a finance charge for the deferral period.
A week or so ago, when a B-52 bomber sailed over the fence at Carswell Air Force Base, Texas, the load it carried put the United States in technical violation of a treaty it had observed for 5.5 years, if not ratified. The old plane was the 131st to be modified to carry nuclear-tipped cruise missiles. And unless a nuclear submarine is taken out of service to match it, it puts the United States over the agreed limits. The Congress was preparing a resolution to prevent circumventing the treaty just before the Reykjavik summit, but the president asked it not to do that, to give him elbow room in the Iceland discussions. He apparently didn't bring it up, however, neither did the Russians, and then proceeded a few weeks later to say he'd allow the plane to be equipped and put into service. It'll not be the last. The Air Force says it's proceeding with a modification schedule that could include as many as all of the 64 remaining B-52s to be distributed among the Strategic Air Command bases. These are very old airplanes, some of them going back as far as 1958, most of them older than their pilots. That's why a B-1 bomber is undergoing tests at Edwards Air Force Base, California, right now, carrying the launching gear for the cruise missile. That's probably good. If arms control experts ever do get their way, a peel back of strategic missiles would mean returning to heavy reliance on the manned bomber, such as in the 60s. Certainly, these elderly eagles can't be expected to carry that load effectively much longer. Jim Slade on the Mutual Broadcasting System.
Hey, Bill, where'd you get your computer?
I got it from Computer in the Box.
Why didn't you go to TCBC?
What's a TCBC?
TCBC, that's Today's Computer Business Center. It's a full-service computer store that offers classroom training, technical support, on-site maintenance, and they'll even come to your house and set up your computer.
Gee, Computer in the Box only has a drive-up window.
Bill, TCBC even has computer classes. I just finished a class on DOS.
I should have gone to TCBC.
You don't have to go to a Computer in the Box store to get a great deal on a computer. TCBC offers great savings on Core Data computer systems. For example, a Core Data 2-drive computer system with monochrome monitor is only $9.95. Or get a 20-meg hard disk system for only $14.95. At TCBC, you don't have to sacrifice full service for great price. TCBC, Today's Computer Business Center on Brentwood Boulevard across from the Brentwood Cinema. TCBC, where full service and great prices come together.
Polaroid is about to make you two offers you can't refuse. The new Instant Value Kits, featuring the Polaroid 600 LMS and Sun 660 autofocus cameras. Depending on which you buy, you can get up to two free packs of film and coupons worth up to $30 off Polaroid film, video cassettes, and copy service. Supplies won't last long, so check out the new Instant Value Kits at your authorized Polaroid dealer. The question isn't whether to buy one, it's which one to buy.
Listen for Blues Hockey on AM 630 KXOK, brought to you in part by Western Auto, St. Louis's only discount auto supply supermarket.
It's 6:23, and coming up on Mutual News at 6:30 this morning, the State Department says President Reagan approved the use of U.S. helicopters to carry Honduran soldiers involved in a border skirmish with Nicaraguan troops. We'll have more on that. The New York Times says former National Security Advisor John Poindexter convinced President Reagan to resume arms sales to Iran when Reagan decided to halt them a year ago after no breakthrough came in the hostage crisis. And authorities in Linwood, Washington are holding suspected food tamperer. A woman was arrested after a grocery store security guard says she used a syringe to inject something into a carton of ice cream. I'm Kay Quinn.
And I'm Mike O'Connor. In local news, local Republicans say they will raise $7 million in donations to help fund the National GOP convention if St. Louis is picked as the site for the convention. Spokesmen say at least $2 million will be used to renovate the arena. 21 arrests were made over the weekend at a West County abortion clinic. Those arrested were anti-abortion protesters charged with trespassing and resisting arrest. The homesteading program, sponsored by the New Life Evangelistic Center, is continuing to grow. Another family has received a new home on East John Street. The center provides housing to families who can't afford to buy and maintain homes on their own. Details on the local report. KXOK News Time is 6:24.
I'm Ron Jacoba. Rick Mahar had one of the great nights of his career last night. He scored twice, had a pair of assists, and led the Blues to a 5-3 victory over Toronto. One of Mahar's goals was a penalty shot. Well, the football Cardinals had to settle for a 10-10 tie with the Philadelphia Eagles yesterday because Eric Schubert missed two field goals in overtime. The Philadelphia Eagles also missed a field goal in overtime. The Big Red are now 3-10-1. Philadelphia is 4-9-1. KXOK News Time is 6:25.
Periods of rain, drizzle, and fog. The frontal system stays to our north. The low will be moving out of eastern Kansas today just to our north and off through central Illinois, so I'm not too worried about, you know, anything serious happening for us. One of our bigger problems, though, is going to be the poor visibilities all day long as the fog persists. It will improve a little bit from this morning's low visibility, but there'll still be fog around all day long. Temperature will be upper 40s to low 50s. Tonight, periods of rain and, of course, fog. Temperature upper 30s near 40. Well, tomorrow we can actually divide the day into two halves. Rain and fog and stuff like that in the morning, and fairly mild, you know, 40-ish in the morning. And then in the afternoon, all that cold air starts coming in. It gets real windy, you know, there's flurries in the air, and temperatures just plummet during the day. Variably cloudy, windy, and cold down to the teens tomorrow night, and partly cloudy, windy, and cold in the 20s on Wednesday. So get ready, it is going to get chilly. I'm KXOK staff meteorologist Bonnie Cameron.
43 degrees and cloudy in St. Louis. Well, the U.S. dollar opened higher on major foreign exchanges today. Gold was also higher. Zurich gold opened at $392.50 an ounce, up $4.50 from Friday's close. London gold was at $390.75. That's up $2.50 from Friday's close. A weak but relatively stable hiring pattern is seen for the first quarter of the coming year in a report filed by Manpower Incorporated, the company's largest temporary employee company, has released its nationwide survey of almost 13,000 firms and finds 19% plan to add employees early next year, but 14% said they will cut back. And the chief negotiator for the United Auto Workers Union says he hopes to present the union side of a lengthy strike against Deere and Company directly to the board of directors on Wednesday. There's no comment from Deere. It's 627.
Mush!
Mush. Why don't we always say mush whenever we want the dogs to run?
Because they always run whenever we say mush. Let's stop next to this glacier and have dinner, okay?
Okay.
Whoa! You make dinner and I'll untie the dogs. Okay, I untied the dogs. What are you making for dinner?
Mush.
Come back!
Listen, either we have to start eating something else or we teach the dogs a new command.
How about a Pizza Hut thin and crispy pizza? They serve it hot, steaming, and smothered with delicious toppings. And because the crust is so light and thin, I can really taste those toppings. The sauce tastes saucier, the cheese tastes cheesier, and the crust is nice and crispy. Yes, thin and crispy pizza. I don't know if Pizza Hut has any restaurants above the Arctic Circle, but if they did, that would be my choice.
Gee, I don't know if the dogs can remember all that.
Thin and crispy pizza, only at Pizza Hut. Thin and crispy pizza is a registered trademark of Pizza Hut Incorporated, available at participating Pizza Hut restaurants only.
Eastbound 70 rolls at the speed limit from the Blanchard Bridge through 170. The left turn signal for northbound New Halls Ferry traffic turning onto southbound Lindbergh is malfunctioning this morning. Be careful there. Eastbound 44 rolling at the speed limit from Shrewsbury to the 55 merge. I'm Daphne Harrison. That's the latest KXOK traffic.
The very next time you need to move something, say it's just too big for the car, or you must move an office full of furniture today, think budget. Budget Rent-A-Truck in downtown St. Louis. The largest budget truck fleet in the area. Budget can save you a lot of money on pickups, vans, deluxe passenger vans, even the new Ford Aerostar minivans. Budget has fuel-efficient diesel trucks for the long haul. Stake beds for heavy loads and equipment. Many businesses find it economical to rent budget trucks for seasonal and peak periods. Extra trucks for one-time large shipments. Replacement trucks for breakdowns or when it's just not practical to own your own truck. It takes only a few minutes to complete arrangements and you can use major credit cards including Sears. Give Budget Rent-A-Truck a call at 231-3100. 231-3100. Budget. 1506 South 7th, near historic Soulard in downtown St. Louis. When the size of the truck really counts, count on Budget.
U.S. officials deny a Nicaraguan charge that U.S. warplanes bombed several Nicaraguan towns along the border with Honduras.
A grandfather from Afton is being held by police after admitting to participating in sex parties with teenage boys.
If you went to bed early last night, you may not know that the Rams beat the Cowboys 29-10. There was a threat on the life of Tom Landry. He left the field in the fourth quarter. Police took him off the field out there. We'll have more on that later. The football Cardinals tied with Philadelphia yesterday. The Blues won last night.
Some moderate weather staying with us through tonight, and then get ready for that Arctic Express coming down here. It's going to get real cold toward the middle part of the week. I'll have details, though, coming up.
43 degrees in St. Louis. It's your Coburn Company. All news in the morning here on AM 630 KXOK. Time for Mutual News. It's 630 in the Gateway of the West.
Schultz to give public testimony, and Reagan approval rating plummets. With Mutual News, I'm Fred Lowry. The Secretary of State has been called before the House Foreign Affairs Committee to tell what he knows of the Iran-Contras connection. Mutual's Al Freeman at the Capitol says the session starts in an hour.
The main goal of the House Foreign Affairs panel is to repair the damage done by the scandal to American foreign policy. Chairman Dante Fassell says, first of all, the facts have to be gathered, and he plans to gather as many of them as possible in public hearings, not behind closed doors.
Meanwhile, according to Mutual's Dan Scanlon on Capitol Hill, the Senate Intelligence Committee's investigation is beginning a second week.
Initially, about two dozen people were to be called.
Now, every member of the National Security Council and anyone at the White House or anywhere else linked in any way to the NSC's operations is a potential witness.
According to a Newsweek poll, just 10% of the people believe President Reagan when he says he knew nothing of the diverting of arms profits to the Contras. This is Mutual News. U.S. helicopters and pilots provided support for Honduras during a weekend military operation against Sandinista forces. Reporter Laura Brooks in Tegucigalpa says the Nicaraguans are alleged to have crossed over the Honduran border.
U.S. helicopters from the Honduran U.S. military base at Palmarola were used to ferry Honduran troops to the border on Saturday and Sunday, according to U.S. embassy officials. The Honduran military says the airstrikes will continue until the Sandinistas leave Honduras.
Thousands of Contras are based in Honduras. Democrats today are expected to appoint a successor to Tip O'Neill as House Speaker. Texas Congressman Jim Wright will get the job. Closing arguments in the John DeLorean trial are today in Detroit. The former automaker is accused of bilking investors out of $8.5 million. The incidence of cancer in Americans under the age of 55 has dropped over the past 10 years. The 7% decline is attributed to improved treatment and detection. Fred Lowry, Mutual News.
Good morning, Sunset Hills. It's 28 minutes before 7 o'clock.
Eastbound 44 rolling at the speed limit from Shrewsbury to the 55 merge. Eastbound 70 also rolling at the speed limit from the Blanchette Bridge through 170. But the left turn signal for northbound New Halls Ferry traffic turning onto southbound Lindbergh is malfunctioning this morning. Be very careful there. I'm Daphne Harrison. That's the latest KXRK traffic.
We have our final tune-in trivia from the Channel 30's Friday 8 o'clock movie, and we'll do that next hour. We have a men's Seiko wristwatch to give away to our lucky caller. And right now, though, it's time to bring you up to date with Kay and Mike.
It's 43 degrees at 6:32. Light rain or drizzle today. The high 45 to 50. This news is sponsored by Centaire Bank. I'm Mike O'Connor in the KXOK News Center.
And I'm Kay Quinn. A 66-year-old grandfather from Afton's been charged with 5 counts of sodomy after admitting to participating in sex parties with teenage and pre-teenage boys. Police identify the suspect as Bernard Edward Meyer. He's being held on $300,000 bond. The assistant prosecuting attorney for St. Louis County, Andrew Klein, says one count was issued for each of the 5 boys with whom Meyer admitted having a relationship. Police say Meyer also had identified other boys in the area with whom he'd had relationships. Police learned of the case Friday when one of the victims told a counselor about an incident with Meyer. Most of the victims are 15 years old and live in South St. Louis County.
A total of 21 arrests have resulted from protests by anti-abortion activists in West County over the last 3 days. Members of the Pro-Life Action League have been waging a campaign against the Women's Health Center on Manchester Road. 7 protesters were arrested yesterday. All were charged with trespassing and resisting arrest.
A member of the University City School Board has complained to the United States Department of Education's Office for Civil Rights about the district's test requirements for admission to college preparatory programs. Board member Walter Daniels says he may also file a lawsuit against the school superintendent and each board member in an effort to make them more accountable for their actions.
They're looking into that. I just feel that they're not doing their job, that there should be some accountability. They're not accountable for what has happened to our children. That's what my complaint is about. The thrust of my complaint against the board is based on that.
Daniel says his decision to file the suits will depend largely on the outcome of the investigation of his complaint by the Office for Civil Rights. The investigation should be completed within 90 days.
Local Republicans promised to raise $7 million in private donations if the National GOP picks St. Louis as the site for its 1988 convention. Missouri Republican National Committeeman Jay Henges says at least $2 million of that will be used for renovation of the arena. Total renovation cost could reach $3 million. The Republican site Selection Committee will meet in Washington later this week to narrow down the list of cities vying for the convention to 2 or 3.
KXOK News Time is 6:35.
Hello? Is anybody there?
Whatever you do this New Year's Eve, don't spend your time trying to open an IRA at Centaire Bank.
Open up!
Because if you haven't done it by then, you'll be left out in the cold.
I'm ready to open my IRA!
You'll have already missed our holiday bonus, a 4-year fixed rate CD at an incredible 8% effective yield, 7.7% simple interest compounded quarterly, more than any other bank.
I got the money right here!
Plus, a free 6-issue subscription to Sylvia Porter's personal finance magazine filled with money-making advice.
Come on, it's cold!
You may never have another chance to invest in a tax-deductible IRA.
Hey!
So invest wisely. Open or add to your Centerre IRA today with as little as $500.
Come on, it's still 1986!
You'll have the best rate going, financial expertise from Sylvia Porter, and one less thing to worry about come New Year's Eve.
I gotta get to a party!
But open this IRA before the holidays, or you can kiss your bonus goodbye.
Whoa!
Centerre Bank member FDIC. Substantial interest and tax penalty may apply if early withdrawal is permitted.
There are two new millionaires in Missouri thanks to the state lotto drawing. Two people will each receive slightly more than $1 million for matching all six numbers in Saturday's drawing. 70 people matched five of the six numbers for $153 each. This is the first time two people have shared the top Missouri lotto prize. The winning numbers were 1, 4, 5, 15, 31, and 35.
The principal of Vachon High School in St. Louis suffered a heart attack and died last night at his home in Olivet. 42-year-old Michael Thomas had undergone coronary bypass surgery just last July.
Workers at federal agencies in Illinois may want to put quitting smoking on their lists of New Year's resolutions. Starting in February, the federal government says smoking in those offices will be restricted to designated areas and in some cases not permitted at all. The new policy follows a report by the National Academy of Sciences saying exposure to secondhand smoke appears to double the risk of respiratory disease in children. A spokesman for the federal agency handling government office affairs says an estimated 30% of federal workers smoke. That's a third of some 2.3 million people.
White House officials continue to insist President Reagan did not know that profits from the sale of weapons to Iran had been diverted to the Nicaraguan rebels. White House spokesman Mark Weinberg says House Speaker Tip O'Neill was irresponsible in saying Reagan knew of the diversion. More on that story coming up on ABC News at the top of the hour. Daphne Harrison's sixth traffic report of the hour coming up. With Kay Quinn, I'm Mike O'Connor in the KXOK News Center.
Our table's ready. Hey, you look like you're having a good day.
I am. I just saved my company a bundle.
How so?
We just put in a new group insurance plan that really cuts our costs. It's called Mutually Preferred from Mutual of Omaha.
Saving money sounds good. How's it different from other plans?
Mutual has agreed upon fees with quality, cost-effective health care providers here in St. Louis. It's great. And we also get out from under a lot of administrative paperwork. Claim forms are virtually eliminated.
How big is Mutually Preferred in St. Louis?
Over 700 doctors and 12 hospitals. And when our employees go to these Mutually Preferred providers, they get more benefits.
So the employees like it.
They're the ones who asked for it. And they always get to choose their own doctor and hospital.
Mutually Preferred, huh? Maybe I can save my company a bundle, too.
Employers, contact your insurance consultant or call the Mutual of Omaha Regional Group Office in St. Louis. Mutually Preferred from Mutual of Omaha. Something better for all of us.
Budweiser Sports Talk at 6 goes on the road at Maggie O'Brien's Monday night. Juan Jacober, Howard Balzer, Jim Hart, and special guest Leonard Smith of the Football Cardinals will broadcast live from Maggie O'Brien's at 20th and Market Streets near Union Station prior to Monday Night Football on KXOK. The football special will be a ribeye sandwich, fries, and onion rings for only $5.95. And KXOK will buy a Budweiser for the first 100 people to come in. That's Sports Talk with Jacober, Hart, Balzer, and guest Leonard Smith, Monday night, 6 to 8 on AM 630 KXOK.
Well, it is Monday, isn't it? And we check the weather with meteorologist Bonnie Caron. Now, Bonnie, you get all the credit when things are nice. Thanks for the miserable weekend.
Sorry about that. It did turn out to be kind of a loser, didn't it?
Yeah, but you predicted it, so I can't. I don't have any beef.
Yeah, but still, you know, that's the kind of situation where you hope you're wrong, you know. And I know I'm not going to be wrong today because we're just smack in the middle of it here. Periods of drizzle and rain and, of course, a lot of fog this morning, too. I don't see this fog really, you know, easing up appreciably during the day today either, because we're going to stay on the warmish side of things. So I expect some visibility problems pretty much through the day. Temperature upper 40s to low 50s. Tonight, periods of rain and fog again, upper 30s near 40. Tomorrow, rain tapering off and ending in the morning hours. We'll stay between 35 and 40 for a while. And then the cold air catches up with us in the afternoon. So we start to flurry a bit in the afternoon. Temperatures start to fall. I don't see any snow accumulations out of this, just flurries. And then variably cloudy, windy, and cold tomorrow night in the teens, partly cloudy, windy, and cold in the 20s on Wednesday. Now, NOAA over the weekend, while all this rain and stuff was going on, somebody decided to think about a white Christmas. Our climatological probability of a white Christmas this year is 13%.
Oh, and you said Noah. I thought maybe we were going to build an ark.
No, not that Noah, no.
Oh. It's 43 degrees in St. Louis, cloudy skies in the Gateway of the West at 20 minutes before 7 o'clock. And time to check sports. Is it time for traffic? That's what I thought. We got to do traffic,
Ron,
for sports.
It kind of scares me.
Monday.
We think alike, because when she said Noah, I thought the same thing. Northbound and southbound 270 rolls at the speed limit between McDonald and 40. Eastbound 40 in good shape with traffic moving at or close to the speed limit from Maryville Center Drive through 270. Southbound Lindbergh lines up from north of Elm Grove all the way down to Lynn Haven. I'm Daphne Harrison. That's the latest KXRK traffic.
See, what is NOAA? National Oceanographic something. It's one of those.
He's a man that built an ark.
Yeah,
I don't know.
You're thinking a different one. Oh. Now it's time to check sports at 19 before 7 o'clock. Football Cardinals lost yesterday. You know, when your defense sacks the opposing quarterback 10 times, when your quarterback completes 30 of 48 passes for 390 yards, you would, A, expect to score more than 10 points, B, not expect a 10-10 overtime tie. But that's exactly what happened yesterday with the Big Red, as Eric Schubert missed two field goals in overtime for the Cardinals, and they had to settle for a 10-10 tie. The Blues last night had a good night as they beat the Toronto Maple Leafs by a score of 5-3. The game was tied 2-2 when Rick Mahar was awarded a penalty shot. Actually, the Blues were, and Mahar took it after Toronto defenseman Todd Gill fell on the puck and covered it with his hand in the goal crease. Here's Mahar and the penalty shot.
I don't think there's any time requirement.
All right, here's Mahar picking up the puck. Skates into the zone. Mahar in on goal. Shoots and scores!
You know, I was at the bench, and I didn't really know who was going to take the penalty shot. Then, he picks me, and then so I get out there, and the 10,656 fans could have just sat there and be quiet, but oh no, they all got to get up and start cheering and, get my heart going a little faster. But right from the start, I knew I was going to shoot. I mean, the ice was bad, the puck was bouncing, and I just wanted to shoot on net. And I think I got him when he was moving backward, and he gave me the top corner, and maybe 9 out of 10 times I'll miss the net or hit the crossbar, hit a post or something, but it went in this time, and I'm pretty happy with it.
Yeah, he said he was thinking or afraid of falling down. That's what I would have thought about being the only one out there on the ice. In the NHL last night, Boston beat the Islanders 3-1, Philadelphia over Edmonton 5-2, and Vancouver beat Winnipeg by a score of 3-1.
This is Discovering Tomorrow. An insight into the future. I'm Lou Irwin. Clearer TV pictures in 1987, right after this.
Hey, Bill, where'd you get your computer?
I got it from Computer in the Box.
Why didn't you go to TCBC?
What's a TCBC?
TCBC, that's Today's Computer Business Center. It's a full-service computer store that offers classroom training, technical support, on-site maintenance, and they'll even come to your house and set up your computer.
Gee, Computer in the Box only has a drive-up window.
Bill, TCBC even has computer classes. I just finished a class on DOS.
I should have gone to TCBC.
You don't have to go to a Computer in the Box store to get a great deal on a computer. TCBC offers great savings on Core Data computer systems. For example, a Core Data 2-drive computer system with monochrome monitor is only $9.95. Or get a 20-meg hard disk system for only $14.95. At TCBC, you don't have to sacrifice full service for great price. TCBC, Today's Computer Business Center on Brentwood Boulevard across from the Brentwood Cinema. TCBC, where full service and great prices come together.
We may still be several years away from high-definition television when TV pictures will appear as clear as pictures you see at the movies or in glossy magazines. The HD TV system requires more than doubling the number of lines on a TV screen. But next year, you are likely to see a significant increase in television clarity, particularly on sets with large picture tubes. It's all thanks to the new digital video process, which currently allows viewers to watch two or more channels on the same picture tube. A newer digital system that will be offered on JVC's 35-inch set doubles each existing line every time the picture tube is scanned. Yet another system to be offered by Hitachi doubles the number of times the tube is scanned, so that one picture is always filling in the blank lines left by the picture which preceded it. Interpolation is what the manufacturers call the process. In any event, both systems are completely compatible with the current 520-line broadcast standard. But no manufacturer is saying yet when the new sets are scheduled for delivery. I'm Lou Irwin with Discovering Tomorrow.
Okay, so good news time, exactly 15 minutes before 7 o'clock, and time for our morning face-off with Senators Kennedy and Dole. And this morning, they're debating the budget.
This is Senator Bob Dole. It's off to the budget races again as some Democrats look for cover. In a moment, Ted Kennedy and I will face off.
The demand for clean, fresh water is on.
Sure, I'm old, but I'm proud of it.
Demands of cities, coupled with the demands of agriculture, are sorely taxing surface and subsurface supplies. And in the East, as well as elsewhere in the nation, precious supplies of fresh water are jeopardized by an unrelenting combination of industrial pollution and soil erosion. If we as a nation are to protect our water, we'll have to cooperate at every level of government and in every kind of commerce. And a good way to start is for each of us to learn all we can. Because to have enough water for tomorrow, we all have to start doing our part today. This message on behalf of America, sponsored by the Archer Daniels Midland Company.
Ted, we Republicans are ready to go to work on a bipartisan budget, providing it's a serious effort. But there are signs that some Democrats are already sounding retreat. The Democratic leader, Senator Robert Byrd, says we may need some flexibility in meeting the Graham-Rudman deficit targets. That sounds an awful lot like laying the groundwork for ducking the real deficit issue. It seems to me that we passed Graham-Rudman to reduce our flexibility. Congress was so flexible, it built up $200 billion deficits in no time at all. What we need is firmness, not more flexibility. Ted, you shocked our listeners and me when you voted for the Graham-Rudman balanced budget plan. How about providing some leadership on this one? To prove that your Graham-Rudman vote wasn't just another 30-second campaign commercial.
No question about it, Bob. I voted for Graham-Rudman, and I did so because Congress and the administration need all the help we can get in cutting the deficit. Let's not forget, Bob, Reaganomics is the reason we're in this mess. Tax cuts for the rich and runaway military spending made the economy become unglued. You blasted Jimmy Carter for a $70 billion deficit in 1980. And then created $200 billion deficits on your own. Now you talk as if you weren't around when it happened. You also ignored another advantage of Graham-Rudman, Bob. It puts us on a five-year glide path to a balanced budget. But it also requires spending cuts in social programs to be matched dollar for dollar by reductions in spending on the Pentagon. Budget cuts that hurt the poor are the dark side of Reaganomics, Bob, and Graham-Rudman stopped the worst of it.
Some people, well, they're afraid of being old. But you know, it doesn't bother me at all. Why, I've lived longer than most and love more, too. I've seen the best of times and the worst of times, and I've learned how to survive. And I guess that's what I'll keep on doing. Sure, I'm old, but I'm proud of it.
In praise of age, from this station and the Seventh-day Adventists.
This is Ted Kennedy. Bob Dole and I will face off again tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System.
It's 11 minutes before 7 o'clock.
Eastbound 40, travel time between 141 and 270, 5 to 6 minutes. Northbound 55 comes to a standstill getting into the depressed section. The problem is a tire changer that's in the depressed section at the Pine Overpass. Be careful there. Northbound 270 rolling at the speed limit from between Manchester and Ladue. Eastbound 70 in good shape between 170 and Goodfellow. The right lane of northbound 94 lines up for about a third of a mile approaching the 70 overpass in St. Charles. And eastbound 40 rolling at the speed limit from 141 through Mason. I'm Daphne Harrison. That's the latest KXRK traffic.
Are you or someone you know approaching that retirement age? And you really don't know what to do about it. Should you stay in your home? Should you look at a retirement community? Well, if you're looking for a retirement community or even considering it, you might consider Bethesda Townhouse. You know, more and more older Americans are turning to apartment-style retirement centers as a way to live a full, rewarding life. And Bethesda Townhouse is a very interesting place. It's a 147-unit complex in downtown St. Louis's Plaza Square. And the interesting thing about Bethesda Townhouse is it is close to the action. It is for active people. They're only a couple of blocks walking from Union Station. They're close to several nearby churches. They're close to public transportation. It is really a place for active people. And it's a very happy place, too. When I walked through there, maybe I shouldn't have been, but I was surprised with all the smiles we got. Two meals a day, 6 days a week, but every apartment is equipped with a full kitchen. There's 24-hour security, around-the-clock nursing service, maid service once a week. They have planned activities there. A wide variety of social activities is available for those who wish to participate. And the Residence Council plans the social activities for all those who want to take part. And also offers residents the opportunity for regular input on day-to-day matters at Bethesda Townhouse. They have an insurance clerk to help with medical forms, and that's very important because those things can really get complicated. They're very close to Union Station, the post office, the library, emergency call system in every apartment, and maybe the most important thing, financial security. Bethesda Townhouse assures residents they will be cared for the rest of their lives. If you want more information on Bethesda Townhouse, call 231-9502. They're located at 60 Plaza Square. That's at 17th and Olive, Bethesda Townhouse.
For more than 35 years, the Post-Dispatch has sponsored the 100 neediest cases each holiday season. And every cent donated goes to the needy because the administrative costs are paid for by the Post-Dispatch and the United Way. Stories in the Post-Dispatch each day detail the plight of 100 St. Louisans. But your donations help brighten the holidays for thousands more. Call the Christmas Bureau. Support the 100 neediest cases. Call 421-6060.
In the tradition of Christmas past, Zales brings you the Christmas present. Magnificent multi-diamond rings, men's rings and ladies' bridal rings, quarter carats, half carats, and full carat total weight styles, sparkling, with quarter carat prices starting at $399 at Zales. Buy now and pay nothing until April of 87 on Zales revolving charge with approved credit at Zales.
Leading with style.
6:52, I'm Kay Quinn in the KXOK News Center. Coming up on ABC News, France's prime minister has withdrawn a university reform bill that led to three nights of riots. Prime Minister Jacques Chirac says the education ministry will consult students, teachers, and education officials before making any changes. NASA Administrator James Fletcher says he's pushing hard with White House officials to get the money he needs to put space shuttles back in space. Fletcher says proposed spending cuts for fiscal 1988 would further delay the shuttle program. And State Department officials say President Reagan gave the okay for U.S. helicopters to transport Honduran troops to near the site of a battle with Nicaraguan soldiers. U.S. officials say the helicopters were not armed.
I'm Mike O'Connor in local news. Authorities in Cahokia still don't know what caused a natural gas leak that injured two people and destroyed their residence. Things are back to normal in the neighborhood. Gas and electric services have been turned back on, but the couple living in the home is still in critical condition with burns over most of their bodies. Police have identified a 21-year-old man who was shot to death last week, but they're still looking for the person who shot him. Police say a man with a thin build was running from the scene, according to witnesses. A dozen employees of a West St. Louis County warehouse are home after being treated for carbon monoxide poisoning over the weekend. All 12 of the employees worked for the Continental Manufacturing Company warehouse. Details on the local report. KXOK News Time is 6:53.
I'm Ron Jacober. Dallas Cowboy coach Tom Landry received a series of telephone threats and left the field early in the fourth quarter of last night's 29-10 loss to Los Angeles Rams. According to a statement issued by the Cowboys, the threats were serious enough to warrant taking Landry to the dressing room while his situation was being investigated. After a few plays, he returned to the field, where he remained under close security, although he wore a bulletproof vest. Landry said he wasn't nervous. The football Cardinals suffered a 10-10 tie yesterday with the Philadelphia Eagles. The reason I say suffered is most of the Cardinals said it felt like a loss. And last night, Rick Mahar scored 2 goals and 2 assists. He had a penalty shot that he made, and the Blues moved into first place in the Norris Division with a 5-3 win over Toronto.
Today it's mostly rain, drizzle, and even some fog. Persisting temperature upper 40s to low 50s. Tonight rainy and foggy, upper 30s near 40, like 38, 39, something like that. Rain tapering off and ending tomorrow morning. Temperatures tapering off in the afternoon, I think, with a few flurries. Variably cloudy, windy, and cold down into the teens tomorrow night. And it doesn't get much better on Wednesday. Partly cloudy, windy, cold, only in the 20s. I'm KXOK staff meteorologist Bonnie Cameron.
Cloudy, a little foggy in St. Louis this morning. A little drizzly, too, at times. 43 degrees right now. Wind out of the southeast at 8 miles an hour. KXOK News Time, 5 minutes before 7 o'clock. In time for a business report with Gordon Williams.
Three key questions about the economy confronting us this week. First, is there any evidence that Christmas shopping has picked up in December after a disappointing November? We'll get the final word on November shopping later in the week when the government reports on retail sales for the month, but department store sales were disappointing, so were sales of new cars. Second, has the job market finally taken a lasting turn for the better? The unemployment rate held unchanged at 7% in November, but the economy gained 250,000 jobs last month. That's far more than expected. Most impressive is we did the best in more than a year in gaining factory jobs in November. The pattern for months has been to lose higher pay factory jobs while gaining lower pay service jobs. Well, we gained factory jobs in November. Not only that, but the average American worker worked longer hours last month. First of all, that's going to fatten paychecks in time for the holiday shopping season. Even better, that is a leading economic indicator that is looking good. Then question number three, is the stock market going up or down? On Tuesday, a run to a record on massive volume. Then on Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, a slump in the stock market. On Friday alone, the Dow Industrials dropping 15 points, falling down to the 1925 level, 30 points below Tuesday's record finish. So the question is, which way for the stock market this week? I'm Gordon Williams.
Well, you've got good programs for me in the early morning. I listen to you. You call me for the news. And 6 o'clock comes on the news, and they bring you up to date and everything.
Here on AM 630 KXOK St. Louis.
Etherton's Fashion Floor Covering at 9232 Manchester wants you to know it's not too late to have new carpet installed in your home before Christmas. They realize the family's coming in for the holidays, and new carpet is the last thing you want to fuss with. So they've made buying a new carpet irresistible. Prices are slashed on every carpet in stock. Come into Etherton's Fashion Floor Covering today, and you'll find the first quality carpet you've been looking for at a ridiculously low price. Their installers will have it in your home within days. It's as simple as that. Wouldn't it be nice to liven up the living room and dining room for the holidays? Then call Bill or Rita Etherton at 968-0250 or stop by 9232 Manchester today. Bill wants to clear out all in-stock carpet by the end of the year. He's cutting prices in order to do it. But it's not too late to have new quality carpet in your home before Christmas. Call Etherton's Fashion Floor Covering at 968-0250. 968-0250.
0250. 2 minutes before 7 o'clock.
Eastbound 70 stacks up west of Cave Springs. It averages about 25 miles per hour through Zumbel. Eastbound 40 rolling at the speed limit from 170 through Jefferson. City Police and Ambulance working with an accident. It's at Broadway and Haven. Be careful there. Eastbound 40 travel time between 141 and 270, 7 to 9 minutes. I'm Daphne Harrison. That's the latest KXOK traffic.
This is Dr. Bill Morris of St. Anthony's Medical Center with KXOK's Medical Minute. Teenage alcohol abuse is a major problem among America's youth, affecting 10 to 20% of our country's teenagers. Although drinking beer and other forms of alcohol until drunk has become a traditional male rite of growing up in America, more teenagers are drinking at earlier ages, more heavily and more consistently than ever before. Girls as well as boys are getting involved. Parents should suspect alcohol or drug abuse if their teenagers exhibit a decline in grades, sudden mood swings or depression, antisocial behavior towards family members, or changes in friends who make parents uneasy. If you suspect teenage alcohol or drug abuse, see your physician and get family counseling now. Also, if you have a medical question you'd like answered on the air, write to me, care of KXOK Radio, 7777 Bonham, Clayton, Missouri, 63105. I'm Dr. Bill Morris of St. Anthony's Medical Center with KXOK's Medical Minute.
Space Agency Director James Fletcher says NASA is hit pretty hard in proposed curbs on fiscal 1988 spending.
Locally, scores of war vets gathered in two ceremonies yesterday marking the anniversary of the bombing of Pearl Harbor.
Neil Olmeyer completed 30 passes, 390 yards. The Cardinals sacked the Philadelphia quarterback 10 times, but they still had to settle for a 10-10 tie. The Blues won last night 5-3 over the Toronto Maple Leafs. Rick Mahar had a penalty shot plus 2 goals and 2 assists. The New York Mets will not re-sign the World Series most valuable player, Ray Knight. They're not going to offer him a contract.
You know, rainy and drizzly today, but really not a bad day. It's in the 40s, so we're not worried about frozen precipitation at all. But the cold air does catch up with us by Wednesday. In fact, Wednesday we don't get out of the 20s. All of some details are coming up.
43 degrees in St. Louis, cloudy skies and some fog in the metropolitan area. I'm Ron Jacober. It's All News of the Morning here at AM 630 KXOK. ABC News next. The time at the Gateway to the West is 7 o'clock. From ABC News, I'm Joe Templeton, and this is World News This Morning, Monday, December 8, 1986. Good morning. The first major congressional public hearing on the Iranian arms deal gets underway on Capitol Hill in about 30 minutes. President Reagan has said he wants members of the administration to cooperate fully with Congress. The lead-off witness before the House Foreign Affairs Committee this morning will be Secretary of State George Shultz, who has said he opposed and was only sporadically informed about the covert plan to sell arms to Iran. Now, my colleague John Bascom is on the Hill ready for this morning's session. John, I guess Shultz's main job today will be to defend the administration's credibility.
Not only that, Joe, but to defend the administration's foreign policy. In this first of many congressional hearings, that, more than anything else, will be the focus. The House Foreign Affairs Committee wants to know how badly the foreign policy may have been damaged.
John, will the secretary be testifying under oath this morning?
He will be under oath for the first time, and that's quite unusual. As of Friday, we were told he would not be. He has never been sworn before, but he wrote to the committee, and it is at his own request that he will be sworn in this morning.
Now, who else will we be hearing in the witness chair today up there?
Today, this afternoon, we'll hear from the former National Security Advisor, Robert McFarlane. The Secretary of State will only testify for 2 hours this morning. Tomorrow, we'll hear from Poindexter, if he wants to talk, and on Wednesday, from CIA Director Casey.
Thank you, John. ABC's John Bascom with us on Capitol Hill this morning. The Iran-Contra connection has jolted the White House, eroded President Reagan's popularity, and raised questions about the administration's foreign policy. The arms operation diverted up to $30 million in Iranian arms sales profits to the Nicaraguan rebels at a time when Congress had banned any military aid to the rebels. I'll have more after this.